In the East, we have conceived of God as a dancer. You cannot separate the dance and the dancer. God is Nataraj, the dancer of all dancers. You cannot separate the dancer and the dance. They are always together. If there is a dance, there is the dancer. The dance has no other life than the dancer. And when the dancer is really in dance, he is not separate from his dance either. The dancer dissolves into his dance. The dancer is not there, only the dance is. The dance remains undefined. That all is lost in that music and only music remains. Only the song is heard. The singer is never found. Only the music is heard. The musician is never found. And there is no need for the musician to be there. There is no need for the dancer. The dancer has dissolved into his dance. The singer has become the song. The music is the musician, and the dance is the dancer. And the flute is the flute player too. They are an anat too. I know the sound of the ecstatic flute. But I don't know whose flute it is. From where it comes. Who is playing it? The song is so beautiful. The song is so absorbing. The song makes one so drunk. So totally, it is not only that God is music. When you hear that music so totally, you are also music.